This is live in Studio C from 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Nina Cardona, and in with us today is flutist Jessica Donovan. Jessica is an adjunct artist teacher of flute at Blair School of Music. She is a member of the Jackson Symphony. She's the personnel manager of the Music City Baroque and plays flute with them. She's editing the Flute Examiner newsletter, and that's just a small sampling of the work that she does around the area with the flute. Jessica, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for asking me.
Well, you've got you've put some real thought into this program today on the theme of fantasy. Correct?
I have. And part of the reason why is that there is just so much repertoire for flute that you really have to think sometimes, how can I take these pieces that I like and make it seem like they go together for other people to listen to? So I'm going to play today one of the Telemann fantasies. And Telemann was an extremely prolific composer. He wrote these little solo pieces that are sort of pseudo-sonatas all strung together as one movement but with different sections. There are some for flute, there are some for violin, and then they've been stolen by many other instruments. I'm going to play Debussy's Syrinx, and then some preludes for solo piccolo based on East Asian flutes, and finally a piece written by my teacher from Florida State University called And the Strange Unknown Flowers. So why don't I get started with some Telemann?
All right. That sounds great.
I think one thing you'll hear in here is some echoes of birdsong and some of the fast movements, which, trust me, is a really, really common theme in flute music. Thank you.
Fantasy by George Philip Telemann, performed by flutist Jessica Donovan, live in Studio C here on 91 Classical. Now, we are used to hearing Baroque music from you, early music from you, Jessica. And so, of course, we had to get some Telemann in there.
Oh, just a little bit.
But we're moving into a little more of a modern era with the rest of this program, aren't we?
We are. We for sure are. The next piece I'm going to play is Syrinx by Claude Debussy. Syrinx was written in 1913 as incidental music for a play that had been written by one of his friends. So it's really sort of meant to be performed offstage. But these days, you only hear it sort of as much beloved and serious solo flute repertoire, front and center with the spotlight on. Debussy was deeply influenced by exoticism and by scales and sonorities from other places in the world. And one way that you'll hear that in this piece is by extensive use of whole tone and pentatonic scales. So it sort of wraps him up in a little solo flute package for everybody to enjoy for a moment.
And this is certainly one of those great favorites of flute repertoire for audiences as well as flutists. Music of Claude Debussy performed by Jessica Donovan, Syrinx. Syrinx by Claude Debussy, performed by flutist Jessica Donovan, live in Studio C. So we're moving now into music that might not be as familiar to listeners. Actually, this is new to me. Tell me about this piece by David Loeb, or the set of pieces.
And he is a composition professor at Manus and has written pretty extensively based out of his personal influence by the music of Asia. So we have these volumes of little preludes for piccolo. So the fantasy in here is twofold. One is in the form of prelude, which is meant to be something short and rather improvisatory to begin with. And the other is in using this modern Western instrument to make a sound that would remind you of an Asian flute. I'm going to play four short preludes in this next set. The first one is based on a flute from China. It's a membrane flute, which means that there's a tiny flap of very thin membrane that covers the tone hole and creates sort of a buzzy sound. The second one is meant to represent a ceremonial chord instrument from Korean culture. The third is a large flute, but a quiet one from the music of Bali. It's sort of shakuhachi-like in sound, so very kind of airy sound. And the fourth one is meant to represent a flute from Laos, but it most closely resembles a Western harmonica more than anything else. It's a group of pipes that you blow across. And they're for piccolo.
So a great range of pipes that all are being evoked.
Absolutely.
With this one small flute.
And because our Western piccolos are mostly wooden, it's easier to create kind of that reedy, soft, and gentle sound on it than it is on flute.
That makes sense.
All right.
All right, so four short preludes from David Loeb's Studies on East Asian Pipes.
Yeah.
four short preludes from David Loeb's Studies on East Asian Pipes. And Jessica Donovan's been playing for us live in Studio C today. And for this last selection, now this is a composer near and dear to you.
It is. This is a piece that was written for the 1990 National Flute Association Young Artist Competition. It was the second one they ever had. And it is a longstanding tradition for them to commission a new piece that will involve extended techniques for that competition every year for the final round. And my teacher, Charlie Delaney from Florida State, was a wonderful composer of flute music. This is one of several pieces he wrote. He wrote a woodwind quintet. What I like about it is that it includes all the different things he always made us do. He made us, as a studio, learn our pentatonic, whole tone, octatonic scales in addition to major, minor, and chromatic. Learned to use harmonic fingerings to make technical passages easier. He always wanted us to learn how to use extended techniques. And actually, I already have done some of that today. There was pitch bending in that last piece for piccolo and harmonics there too. But anyway, back to Delaney. This piece is called And the Strange Unknown Flowers, which was inspired by a quote from Thomas Wolfe's Of Time and the River. Charlie was, if nothing else, very devoted to his heritage of North Carolina, so I'm not surprised by that at all. It's always been my favorite of the pieces that he wrote, and I'm happy to share it with you today.
All right. And the Strange Unknown Flowers, music for flute by Charles Delaney.
Thank you.
and the Strange Unknown Flowers, music of Charles Delaney, performed by his former student, Jessica Donovan, who is now herself an adjunct artist teacher of flute at Blair, a member of the Jackson Symphony, and the editor of the Flute Examiner newsletter, and flutist and personal manager of the Music City Baroque. Lovely to hear Baroque and other music from you today, Jessica.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
And thank you so much for coming in. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Nina Cardona. And we appreciate you for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music live in Studio C.